again, blessed people, as I've said, we are now on the verge of a very major, major celebration tomorrow. Again, celebrating when God the Father, when I stood before the nations and called God the Father himself to come and establish to you that, yes, indeed, I called him in the Old Testament. And even in this age, however modern this age is, I am calling him to come in the thick, dark cloud of his glory. And God the Father came in a very, very powerful way. And it's really not the first time he has visited, but this was now when he has visited in such a humongous way and prepared over time, 1.5 years before, 2 months to the visitation, 2 weeks to the visitation. And so tomorrow is a big day, very, very big time in the life of this earth when God the Father moves from his throne where he's worshipped, he's being worshipped globally and universally, the whole universe worshipping him. And then he came to visit his servants in fulfillment of the words of his servants to establish to this generation that these are the prophets of Yahweh. Number one. Number two, that whoever wants to enter the kingdom of God must submit to their voice. And number three, that yes, indeed, whatsoever they have ever said since they came is absolutely true. It is God himself who has spoken. We remember too well also God Almighty visited with me in a very mighty way, December 2012, when he was captured near where aircraft fly until he touched down. We remember also the visitation in Kapkatet, visitation at in Kericho, and then visitation at the Central Park, Nairobi, when he enveloped me. So you are rich in the visitation of the Lord. So tomorrow is a big day, blessed people, and Kenya is the only country right now that is making that commemoration, that remembrance on the enormous, most historic and most dreadful visitation of God the Father himself. And the message is very clear that now the cloud of God is leading the people of God, leading the church into the glorious kingdom of God. And not just every church, only the church that submits to his voice. Remember that very well. Remember the structure of the Lord in the manner of his deliverance, and in all operations of the Lord, he has a structure. Remember the temple of God, where the glory comes, and then Israel, and then the nations. That structure is maintained throughout. Even now, the cloud of God, and then only those that will follow the cloud, only those that will obey him, will be able now to be extracted from the earth to enter into the kingdom of God Almighty. Now, the Lord has spoken with me also about a very tremendous visitation coming up. There is a meeting. There is a place I'm going to. And I went in the glory, in the glorious body. And then my glory went and touched this man that was seated on a wheelchair, on a wheelchair. Again, the Lord took me in the spirit, and there is this very crippled man on a wheelchair. Then the glory departed from my garment and touched him, and he began to get up fast, and then he went back on the seat. Then he got up again, and this time he walked away, and the wheelchair was vacant, and it was such a big moment of celebration. So that means the Lord is going to heal many cripples, many blind, many deaf, many mute, many lame, paralytics, spinal cord injuries, internal organs, heart conditions, kidney failures, all diseases of the spleen, the stomach, the intestines, the brain. And also I see a skull that cracked, a human skull that has cracked. He's also going to heal that. The Lord showed me the skull, really. I see the inside, the innervation, how the nerves have wired the skull from inside. And so I see that also. The Lord is going to do a tremendous, mighty healing and visitation at this hour. So it's going to be very beneficial this time to obey the voice that is speaking, to honor the voice that is speaking, and to follow the instruction of Jesus that he has brought to the nations, because the Lord is watching very, very carefully. Again, this is a very tremendous time, the Lord promising visitation, promising healings all over. And you know, we are now preparing even to leave for India. So you can imagine, it's going to be a lot of healings as we are here on our way out. Already so many cripples have gotten up and walked away. Even as we head to India to begin the missions for India. This is not going to be the first and last. This is just the beginning. The first time now we are going to India in this mega visitation to revive that country and bring them back to Jesus. We will continue making repeated visitations, as you can tell, 1.5 billion people. India is going to be visited probably every year. Every year there's going to be India revival from this point on until the Messiah comes, because of the enormous number that is in that land, the huge number in that country. And so, again, tomorrow is a big day when we celebrate God the Father, the Almighty, the visitation of the cloud of God Almighty, the only country on the earth celebrating this right now. And the Lord has promised mega, mega visitations. People walking out of wheelchairs, cripples walking, crippled legs, strengthened, blind, deaf, mute, lame, paralytic, spinal cord injuries, every condition being healed, even the spines and the vertebral columns, the bones that form the vertebrae. The Lord is going to fuse them and heal them. I've seen the scars that are healed. Yeah, so this is a very powerful time. Please take advantage of this. The cripples are walking. The cloud of God is visiting. The servants of God are upon the face of the earth, which means the eyes of God are all over the earth now. The Messiah is coming. Again, tomorrow, very special day, when God came out, God Almighty came out, said, "These are my servants, you must listen to them. And everything they have ever said is true, it is I that have spoken." It's a very powerful time tomorrow, and there is a big revival coming, even as we head to India, big healings. After India, we are headed to, again, Rio de Janeiro, very big. I think we have only 1 week here after India, and then we are on our way out to Rio de Janeiro. After that, we come back and do Venezuela, seven cities, and down to Peru, head right down to Peru, and many nations all the way up to Italy. It's a busy, busy program, but the Messiah is coming. I know in the next few days, we'll have the whole council of bishops here, plus other people added on top, about 2,000 people here, so that we can bless you for the new year, that all may be well with you and your families and your children and your health and your lives, salvation and ministries, jurisdictions, that the Lord may again first guide you through 2024 peacefully, as he has done this year, and increase your jurisdictions, their revival, even your longing and holy desire for the kingdom of God Almighty. The Messiah is coming. Thank you.